Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 65th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter number 48 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
God appeared to Jacob at least eight times that we see through his life. He appeared to him eight times. To his sons, we're talking about Joseph and, you know, Reuben and Simeon and the rest of them, it never shares in Scripture where God appeared to any of them. It's interesting. That's all. We'll talk about that next week. But anyway, we see what God had made the promise to Abraham. He confirmed it to Isaac and then confirmed it to Jacob. Speaking of God, remember he made it to Abraham, then God made it to Isaac, and then God made it to Jacob. Now Joseph hears it from dad and not God. Did you catch that? Very important as we get in our study. He didn't hear, he hears it from dad and not God directly. And then I wrote this note, after appearing to Jacob, there is no account in the Bible of God appearing to any of the sons of Jacob. Person of the way he did Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Interesting. Well, verses 5 through 7. So get the picture. Jacob's in bed laying there. He's dying. Joseph hears he's dying. He brings his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, to Joseph, or to Jacob. Verse number 5. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee into Egypt. They're mine. This is Jacob speaking. They're mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. He's adopting them. Remember, they're his grandkids, but no, they're not my grandkids. They're going to be my kids. Are you following the thought? Okay. And thy issue which thou begettest after them, in other words, if you have any more kids, Jacob said, they shall be thine. I hope you get the picture here. Okay. There's a reason for this. And shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come into Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath. The same is Bethlehem. Now, what is so special about Rachel? Isn't it amazing with Jacob? He's dying. He still remembers Rachel. Poor old Leah. I could hear Leah back then say, what am I, chopped liver? Anyway, Rachel was beautiful. You remember the story, and I won't go back to there. Time's going to get away from me. What time is it? Yeah. And Joseph was the son of Rachel. Following. That's why Joseph was so special to Jacob. Well, notice that Jacob told Joseph that that Manasseh and Ephraim were his, not just like Reuben and Simeon and the other brethren. Any other children that Joseph would have later would belong to him. To Joseph, they're going to be yours. And would have to share in the inheritance of Ephraim and Manasseh. But as far as the record shows, Joseph had no other children. Interesting. The Bible doesn't speak of him having any more kids, just Ephraim and Manasseh. All right, now stick with me. I wrote this down. I'm going to get this right. The adoption of Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, explains why there are 12 tribes often listed in different combinations. There's actually 12 actual sons of Jacob. When you add Ephraim and Manasseh to it, that's 14. However, you take Joseph out of the way because he was not named in the tribes. Constantly, you'll see it's come to the 13 tribes, okay? Are y'all following this? This is a yes, this is a no. All right. Because of the adoption, there were actually 13 sons of Israel. You following? Because Ephraim and Manasseh took Joseph's place in the dividing of the tribes. There were 12 born, but Joseph was divided into two tribes. Hope that makes sense to you. For instance, when we read of the 12 tribes of Israel, and they're different, sometimes they're listed differently. In the book of Revelation, chapter number 7, we see the sealing of the 12 tribes of Israel. And we'll get there in a few months when it start beginning in the book of Revelation. The tribe of Dan is not mentioned in Revelation chapter number 7. And when we get there, I give you a reason I believe, and I really believe, the reason Dan's not mentioned in the sealing of in Revelation chapter number 7. However, there's other places where Dan is mentioned. Let me give you another example. And maybe the tribe of Levi is not mentioned. Let me give you another example of that. We read in Joshua chapter 14 through 21. When Joshua conquered Canaan, remember the story, Joshua won the battle of Jericho. And he came over and he conquered all the land, the inhabitants, defeated the enemies, and he could divide the land to the different tribes. Well, the land would be divided into 12 portions to 12 different tribes. And we see it from in Joshua 14 through 21, the divisions. Which tribe got which section of land? And if you have a good Bible geography map, so to speak, you could look in the old, when this was done, a good Bible geography will show you the tribe of Dan was here, you know, to the north. And you got Benjamin, you know, the tribe of Manasseh, the tribe of you don't want to talk about it on these Bible maps. It'll show you what area of Israel that they would have inhabited. Well, the land would be divided into 12 portions given to the 12 tribes. The tribe of Levi would be the 13th tribe, and they would not receive any portion of the land, but actually dwelt in the 48 cities that were given them. We read that in the book in Joshua, but not a portion, but a portion of land was not given to them. They were allowed to live. Each of the tribe had to give them 4 cities. That's why when you're reading Joshua, they got 48 cities. Is this making sense to y'all? I'll keep going. That's why you need to be a Bible student. I'm trying to help you here, okay? In the book of Joshua, you see where they receive 48 cities. There's 12 tribes. Each tribe gave them 4 cities in which to dwell in. They couldn't obtain a portion of it. This is where they could live in these 4 cities. I went to Auburndale High School. 4 times 12 is 48. Okay, and Joshua mentions 48 cities, but a portion of the land was not given to them. 4 cities of each tribe was given of the 12 tribes. We see that in Joshua chapter 14 through 21. If you're interested in further study, interesting study how he did that. And in all of that, we're going to see, but when we get to the end of the chapter, that actually Joseph receives a double portion. How did he receive a double portion? Because his 2 sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, each got a portion. That's his sons. And we see where you read through this chapter, Jacob aptly said, you actually said you received a double portion, which, wait a minute, I thought the eldest would receive the double portions. Wasn't Joseph one of the young ones? Yeah. But often through Scripture, you see where it's not always where the eldest would always receive the double portions. And we'll get in that in just a minute about some of the youngers were blessed. Well, let's move on quickly. Verse number 8. I love this section. And Israel, now he's called Israel. By the way, there's no mistakes in your Bible. Amen, preacher. If he's Jacob in that verse, he's Jacob. If it's Israel, he's Israel. Okay. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, who are these? Remember, his eyesight's dimming. Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, these are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. In other words, they were born in Egypt. Okay? And he said, bring them, I pray, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age. There is the word dim again, literally means they were heavy. Probably like me, I'm starting to get cataracts. And one day I'm going to Columbia. Jim, the guy who, I had LASIK surgery in Columbia. Jim set it up. I need to get my cat. This cheap in Columbia. Okay. So when you get back, I got to have a cat. Everything, it's getting cloudy, you know, and I need to be cleared up.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.